USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization. The suit claims the Trump company failed to pay his attorney and legal fees and costs in connection with various matters while he was still employed there. He's seeking right around $2 million. Thursday on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi was being pressed about Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar's recent comments about U.S. policy on Israel.
I don't think that that the Congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it's heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way.
The House is expected to vote on a bill opposing hate, although the measure does not mention Congressman Omar by name. Your final numbers on Wall Street Thursday, the Dow was down 200 points to close at 25,473. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Workers making minimum wage could soon be getting a pay increase. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House taking up a bill to more than double the federal minimum wage as a House committee yesterday approved the measure to raise it to $15 an hour, more than double the current $7.25 an hour by 2024.
It is unsure if or when this bill will make it to the entire House floor, although we can expect it to have some steep opposition in a Republican-led Senate. Facebook is continuing to focus on privacy. In a blog post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg explains the company plans to work toward privacy-focused principles such as encryption, safety, and secure data storage. Larry Magid is the CEO and founder of ConnectSafely.org.
I think Facebook can offer services that give people a lot more privacy in the sense that they are deliberately not sharing their content with a wide circle of friends.
Magid was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Vice President Mike Pence says Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro must go, but hints that the United States will let things shake down the way they're going to shake down. National Security Advisor John Bolton agrees with the Vice President and also shares why he believes Maduro must go.
Well, look, the Maduro regime has been ripping off the Venezuelan people since it's been in power. We want a peaceful transfer of power from Maduro to Juan Guaido. So we think increased pressure against Maduro and his clique is the way to help the Venezuelan opposition get that peaceful transition of power.
Senator Marco Rubio has also been calling for change down in Venezuela. He joins Fox News and says the president is doing what he can to make things happen.
The president has been aggressive about this from day one. None of this would have been possible without it. And, you know, Maduro thinks he's going to wait out Donald Trump. Look, I've been on the president's good side. I've been on his bad side. I've been in the, you know, a little bit of both. When this guy's on, when the president's on something, it's like a dog on a bone. I mean, he will not let go. He is never going to give up on this until Maduro's out of there. Maduro's taken on a terrible enemy in Donald Trump, and the president and his administration deserves tremendous credit. And the Maduro regime is not a government. They are a mafia. You have to think of them as an organized crime ring, and everybody around Maduro is a criminal. Drug traffickers, they make money by trafficking cocaine into the United States. They're stealing gold both out of the ground and from the nation's reserves and making money off of that. I mean, every crime you can imagine, they're engaged in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.